I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Telly, Aguero!
Close! He's got it!
And how it was going.
It was boxing the bleeding head off him.
Oh, rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer.
Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going.
English are half-length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua. He's flying. Yes. There's history.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
You can't multi any of the Super Bowl ones.
No, it's bullshit. You'd make so much money if you could.
Gatorade colour. I still reckon there's good value there. There's one paying $8.50 for either team to mention Taylor Swift in their speech.
Yeah, that's 100% going to happen.
Like, if the Chiefs win, I guarantee they'll say something. And, like, I can see the 49ers saying something if they win.
Suck it, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, thanks for taking all the pressure off for this week. That's what I can see happening. I don't know about you. It should be a good game, but
I'm keen to watch it, actually.
I got to work that day. Unfortunately, I actually will have a busy day. I was going to take it off, but I realised I can't. Booked a crane in for next Monday.
That happens every year.
I watched it last year. Like, I watched majority of it last year, but I was at work. But if my Dallas Cowboys had made it, I probably would. Or my Josh Allen Bills.
Fucking Cowboys, they're never going to make it.
Yeah, I'm Bills Mafia now, I told you. I've changed.
Well, they're not going to make it either.
What? We've got Gabe Davis.
Gabe Davis. He's going to be your best receiver now.
Yeah, where do you reckon Diggs goes?
I don't think he'll go.
I don't think he'll go anyway, because
he leaves too much of a cap hole if they trade him.
Yeah, and who's got that much amount of cap to fulfill?
I don't know. I saw something pop up on Twitter just before, and it gave me a heart attack. I thought...
Was it Drake's dick?
No.
Oh, okay. That was trending number one this morning on Twitter.
Nah. There's a Colin Coward trade rumor that he reckons the Vikings should trade Justin Jefferson and their first round pick to Chicago for their first round pick, and they can draft a quarterback. I thought it was real to start with, and I was like, why the fuck would they do that? The quarterback, they have no one to throw to.
Adam Thielen's not even there anymore. They can't even just rely on him.
And TJ Hockenson's out with an ACL.
Fuck, that's a dumb trade.
It won't happen. I thought it was real, though, and I almost messaged you immediately. Like, fuck, did you just see
that? No, I thought you were talking about Drake's dick.
I didn't say anything about Drake's dick.
God damn. What a serpent. Look at that roadcaster, you know. Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
I saw it this morning because I was talking about it on Kyle and Jackie O, and I went, fuck, I've got to look at it. I just looked at Twitter, and it's the most fucked up, heinous thing
so
ever.
So you downloaded Twitter, made an account?
I've got Twitter.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was made it just for Drake's cock.
No, I've got Twitter. You know, I've got to keep up the Twitterverse, you know. Content creator and all. You know, I want to be first in with the news of the mole.
You know it's called X now?
Yeah, X. I'm not calling it X.
No one will.
What do you say when you, like, tweet someone? You X someone?
Yeah.
Someone X'd.
It sounds like they overdosed. Someone X'd.
Someone X'd. But yeah, nah. It's quite the sight. I might have to show you live on air. It's pretty funny.
Why? Who? Did he post it or someone else?
I think someone leaked today.
Well, that's on him for letting them have it.
Here we go, Drake.
It's quite a serpent.
On his private plane.
Your thumb is in the way to start with.
Oh, sorry, yeah, my thumb was covering up how big it was in the photo.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's what I woke up to this morning.
Oh, well, I definitely didn't see that on Twitter.
Yeah, but you're not on the TikTok sphere.
No.
So you don't get, like, you know, the memes, just saw Drake, you know.
Just saw Drake.
Yeah, all of him.
Well,
yeah. What else has been happening with you after Drake's dick?
Fuck. Not a lot. I had a busy weekend, actually. I had a touch footy comp and a wedding on the same weekend, day. So
if different ends of the East Coast.
Yeah.
How'd you go at the State Cup or whatever it was?
The Nelson's Bay. We lost in the quarterfinals. Bit of a bummer that was, but the team that beat us ended up making the grand final, so it's not
so
too bad.
So there's no Gatorade pour for you?
Nah, actually, I watched the under 12 boys grand final because we were just trying to kill time before I dropped Brooke to the airport up there, and the Newcastle won in extra time and they Gatorade pulled their coach.
That's Wolves.
I was like, fucking hell.
What colour was the Gatorade? I would have liked odds on that.
It was clear.
It was water.
Yeah. Ugh. It was coming out of a Gatorade bucket, though.
Get that at $8.50 for that.
That's good value.
Good odds for the clear water in under 12s.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't do fuck all on the weekend. You know, 75 hard, locking it down. You know, just working hard, getting the workouts in. Me and Rito went to the sauna on Sunday. It was not gay, but it was all right.
It was not gay.
Yeah, it was all right. It was okay. It was just two men, two grown men, just sitting in a...
Oh, you got to do something to kill
probably, it. Probably less space than this couch.
In a hot, sweaty room.
Yeah. Watching co-ops, watching TikToks of Joe Rogan, just really getting in the mindset, you know. Mm.
The depths you go to when you're trying to kill time before the rugby league season starts.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. What's that? What do we got? 3 weeks? 3 weekends until rugby league starts?
Vegas.
Till Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Trial start this week for some teams.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're televised this weekend. Because I think I looked today because I was really getting horny for it.
I only had a look because Manly announced their squad that they're playing.
Who are Manly playing?
They've got South. Oh, everyone! I think everyone's playing.
Is it this week? Are you sure?
Tigers are going to buy.
That's the first round week of comp.
No, Manly have 100% got South this weekend in a trial. Where is it? Preseason challenge. Yeah. Oh, no, they got Roosters, sorry.
Is it next weekend?
No, it's this weekend.
Fuck, the Tigers play? Have a look.
Oh, no, it's next weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah, fucking coming on here, you false prophet. Giving everyone excitement and hope, thinking that there's a rugby league game this weekend.
There's one more week.
Wait, is the All Stars on this weekend?
I haven't seen anything about it. We're going to look this up. Something's on this weekend. Let me have a look.
I don't know. It might be.
Yeah, they got Souths.
It must be just like an untelevised friendly.
Yeah, it must be. Might be what they did with the Dragons the other week.
Yeah, like they've... I think every team versus another team throughout the
off-season. All the like the Cowboys, the Broncos, and like Titans and Dolphins would all do it. They're all close together. Yeah. But yeah, actual trials start
next week,
Thursday next week. Dogs versus Storm.
What time?
7 o'clock.
Fuck, that's actually watchable.
Yeah, it's on. They're all on KO too. So
it's good. Or Fox League if you. Or who Fox the Tigers League, versus in their trial? Warriors, I think I just saw.
Yeah, Warriors. That happened last year, didn't it?
Easy dubs. The trial. And that's all that matters. Probably standing O's at halftime too.
Manly's at Gosford next Saturday.
You'll be going watching that, won't you?
No, probably not.
Surely you will.
I'm pretty sure I'm camping. I don't have a free weekend until Easter.
Really?
After Easter, yeah.
Fuck, something I'm free on every weekend, so if anyone wants to do anything, just like, you know, message, just doing nothing.
Fuck.
Playing PlayStation. Training.
Opening FIFA packs.
Oh yeah, Tony Cruz, baby. Like, let me start. Forgot about that last night. Yep. Still in the depths. You know, 25 years old, opening FIFA packs, but who cares? Tony Cruz. 2.5 million coin card.
Untradeable though, which is a bit disappointing.
It's not disappointing if you have him in your squad. Just saying, he's brilliant. And I didn't even buy that pack. It was from an Henri SBC for all those kids out there that wouldn't know what that means.
I'd just be hoping and praying that they get through to the final of the Champions League.
Yeah, fucking oath.
When's the playoffs start? Is that this week?
This week or next week, I think. My phone is currently sitting under my gut. we'll have a look here.
You need your laptop out, mate.
Yeah, I know, laptop's on charge, but... Come a bit underprepared for this, but we are prepared for the in-depth season analysis that we're going to do for rugby league.
Yeah, we did some training over the past few days.
From
other sources.
Yeah, just put it this way: it won't be 7 hours long.
We live and we learn.
We live and we learn from that. Hey, like God, who has a full working day to listen to them? I saw
someone on Punters and Dribblers saying that they were going to listen to it all in one go. I was like, you fucking sicko.
Yeah, fuck. Like, there's only so much. Looking forward to it. That's what I can deal with.
No.
But yeah, rugby league. I think we'll work our way down the list. I've got another tier list for us to do again. So
yes, can't wait.
Be pretty fun. In other news, we'll start off with the other sporting news first, I think. Super Bowl Monday this week.
Yes,
very what song exciting. Is Usher going to sing first? That's what the punters really want to know.
Well, I actually looked at the Taylor Swift markets last night, and there was a market on him singing a Taylor Swift song at some point, which I think would be actually pretty funny.
I think he's going to start with Oh My God.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know, like the lights go down, it's like, oh my God. And then it's...
I remember last year there was a huge like thing on TikTok about like someone had made up the concert that Rihanna was going to do. It actually sounds so good.
They shouldn't
and
do it.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, I don't know. Oh my God's a good one.
I like Oh My God. I think it's worth it.
Maybe actually, Scream.
If you really want more. No, more. Yeah, that could be up there.
That's what I meant. Yeah, not more. Scream. Sorry.
Scream.
Does he have a song called Scream? Surely he does. I can't even remember what his songs are.
He's getting pretty on there, Usher, eh?
Well, I mean, yeah, he is.
Here we go. Halftime show. Oh My God's paying $250, so it's not value.
Colin McBrady got it last year. Shout out to him.
Yeah. What about Love in This Club? $17.
Where is it? A halftime show. What about Yeah?
Yeah. Is that that one?
Make me want to scream, yeah.
Do not sing again on this podcast, please. That was horrible.
Come on, man.
The listeners' ears will be hurting from that.
Oh, well, fuck, could be worse. Could be Rito.
Speaking of
Rito, he's away this week.
Yeah. Shout out to him, no, Jared. He'll probably be listening to this on his flight down to Melbourne, I guess.
Does he fly out tomorrow?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
He's on the train all the way down there. What I say, writing poems. Poems of love, Rito.
He's a poet and a scholar.
Yeah. Poet, scholar, novelist. He'll write a bestseller, I reckon. I can see Jared in the future writing a bestseller.
About his experience doing 75 hard. How's that going?
Easy.
What is it?
Day 24. Chinks in the armor. Nothing. You know, just getting it done.
You're in a groove now.
Currently borrowing Rito's Ned Brockman book. So.
Oh, yeah.
Getting through that. I'm not a big reader.
But so you're about 4 pages in?
No, I'm up to 24 pages. 10 pages a day. I read a little extra just to get me through that run that I just completed about 20 minutes ago before you got here.
You're sicko.
I'm not sick. I'm just dedicated to the cause.
Well, good on you.
But yeah, you wouldn't have the willpower to do it.
I don't.
You can do 75 reverse.
I will. That'd be fun.
Just... What would that be? No training for no.
Knackers every day.
One form of takeaway every day. So like,
God.
And Subway doesn't count.
Oh, you get sick.
I don't know.
Reminds me of that TV show they used to show in high school.
What, Supersize Me?
Yeah.
Please, it's my life.
Go around to those hillbilly outback fucking American towns that drink Mountain Dew every day and they got 4 teeth in their head.
Yeah, Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Where's my Mountain Dew? Yeah, you know, Supersize Me is my life, you know. I don't even have to ask for a large when I walk in to go somewhere. They just automatically put it on. You know what I mean?
Well, they won't be when you finish your 75 hard challenge.
Yeah, they'll be like, do you want a large? I think you do.
By the end of it, they should be going, do you belong here?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Shouldn't you be at Soul Origin?
Yeah. With getting extra sauce on my salad.
Oh, they got the best lime mayo.
I like the spicy mayo though.
Do you?
Yeah, it's quite nice.
I can't handle heat, so that's not really my...
Chicken and avo, that's what I have. The chicken and avo salad. If I forget my lunch, I've been pretty good with my lunches, but...
Have you?
This is Soul Origin.
It does go very well. Anyway, back to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
So Usher playing the halftime show. There's some markets on that. There's some markets on Taylor Swift as well.
There's a whole section dedicated to it.
Yes.
Like,
there's a section dedicated on who's going to be next to her first. It's going to be Brittany Mahomes.
Do you reckon?
Yes. She's a fucking leech.
Brittany Mahomes?
Yes. She'll leech on to Taylor.
They've got rid of them.
Follow her everywhere. Did they?
I can't find them anymore. Oh, no. It's above the actual Super Bowl multis that you can put on for the actual game.
There's
15 markets you can put on.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Reid mentioned Taylor Swift in his post game. Yeah. That's paying over. $7. That's, nah. What's the one that I like? Yeah, here it is. Will either team mention it? $7. I like that.
You seen this one? The Peter Schrager Super Bowl preseason prediction.
What?
Apparently, in September, he predicted the Chiefs would win 34-28 over the 49ers and had a Trent McDuffie pick six. And it's paying $251.
Fuck, that's worth just putting a buck on.
Could you imagine?
Just put a dollar on it. Like, what do you got to lose on that?
That's so good.
That's a good one. Yeah, there's plenty of multi. I'm going to make a multi for myself to put on the game for the punters. We'll chuck it up there on Super Bowl Monday for us, not Super Bowl Sunday.
No, Super Bowl Monday has a better ring to it.
If you're listening in the United States, we do have 3% listeners from the United States. I actually don't think they understand how time zones work.
No, they only know the time zones within their country, and they think all the rest of the world is just...
What are you off, Rocky time?
The edge of the map.
You off Rocky time or West Coast time? So, yeah, I think the Chiefs get it done with, I think, a Travis Kelce touchdown. I think that's just a given. And a Christian McCaffrey touchdown. I don't think it's paying too much, but it's going to be what the fans want. It's going to be $6.25.
I've actually gone a little bit more rogue, to be honest with you. I'm not really rogue, I guess, but I've got a Kansas City defense touchdown.
So the pick six?
I think there will be, because Brock Purdy is very good at throwing picks.
Yeah, fair.
And the Chiefs defense has been elite in the playoffs. I've got the Chiefs to win it as well, just because I don't trust Brock Purdy as much as I do Mahomes.
Yeah, well, given. Yeah.
But I also think McCaffrey will get a touchdown at some point, because I saw somewhere the other day that the Chiefs have got like the 28th outside run defense in the league, so that's McCaffrey's bread and butter.
Christian McCaffrey, and he could be a possible Super Bowl MVP.
It's almost not even worth putting on, though. It's only paying $1.47.
For him to be Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, for any time touchdown.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the MVPs.
I think
Mahomes would be...
They do usually give it to the quarterbacks, but don't they?
Yeah. Like, I mean, Cooper Kupp got it 1 year, but that was when he...
That was when he had his big year, eh?
Yeah. What's Futures MVP? Yeah, Mahomes, 230. Purdy, 288. Aside from that, like...
What's CMC paying?
$5.
I don't mind that. $5 for Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. Outside of that, it then goes to Kelce.
Can you multi that 15. Up with a red Gatorade?
No.
I wonder if that would pay good odds.
There's no point then letting you multi up all those novelties, because someone will fucking jag it and win.
They don't have the random Souths guy in the crowd.
Don't they?
They had it for the Royal Rumble.
There will be one there. I just don't know if he'll...
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
The Gladiator. I don't know if he'll be there either.
Oh, he might be over there getting ready for Souths to come over. It's in Vegas.
True. They're trying to get the Kelce brothers to go.
To the league?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. They could.
Maybe. I don't know. But I know it's a pretty big ask.
They probably don't even fucking know what rugby league is.
Well, they had Jordan Matalata on one of their podcasts, and he was like explaining it pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So
I haven't listened to their podcast much.
It's okay. I'll listen to it a bit.
Just two fucking brothers dribbling.
It's not really too much different to what this is, eh?
Well, I mean, we're not brothers. We kind of look similar.
Like Junior, you know, the movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Or is that what it's called? Junior. I think it's called Junior. Pretty sure it's called Junior. Don't let me fact check this.
This is your domain, Jack. This is why you're a part of Quizlamic State for these questions.
I'm like a leader of Quizlamic State. Yeah, no, Junior's the one with the same two actors, but it's when Arnie gets pregnant in the movie.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that.
That's a good movie. That's a really good movie.
Yeah, it must be a real good movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant.
Arnold Schwarzenegger Jr. I forget what the movie's called, but it's... People with a keen eye for, you know, pop culture would understand what we're talking about here.
It's probably someone...
It's called Twins.
Oh.
That one. So we'll get into our NRL tier list now, Corey.
Yeah,
now,
so let's just explain the tiers.
Let's explain the tier list for everyone. So we have title contenders. So we'll call it top four?
Yep.
Really? Top eight, kind of just filling out the rest of the top eight. Could do something, could not. Middle of the pack, you know, that kind of... We'll go 13 to 8, you know, that could be really interchangeable. 12 to 8, kind of.
I think there'll be a few teams in there as well.
And then there's fodder, which is probably going to be one or two teams. So, yeah, we'll start off here.
I've definitely got a couple in mind for fodder, yeah.
Melbourne Storm. Now, Harry Grant just announces the new head captain. You were saying Munster and...
And Hughes are the vice captains.
I personally see the Storm making the top eight. I don't see them contending. I think their forward pack's just not what it used to be. I don't see really much with it. They got Sean Bloor in from the Tigers. Yes, they've still got Nass and Welsh, but other than that, the rest of the team, the rest of the forward pack, they've still got a great back line and full of superstars, but without forwards, I don't know. Yeah, what do you think?
I think, forwards will be the key if they can kind of overcome their lack of forwards, and I think they'll probably be closer to title contenders than top eight just because their spine's so fucking dangerous. Like, you look at their hooker, best hooker in the comp, halfback probably top four, top five halfbacks in the comp, 5'8", probably first or second.
Top three, yeah.
Top three. And then fullback, when he's on.
He's on.
He can be
the best.
He can be top five as well. So I think their spine will carry them through to a deep playoff run. But
if they can all stay on the field.
Yeah. And it depends how their finals draw stacks up as well. If they're running to Penrith in the first week, you're going to think they're getting past them. But
yeah. I'm going to put them top eight just because I'm with the phone. So
fair enough.
You can get, you can have one that you can overrule on that. Next
I'm
one,
sure there's
not.
Plenty of people out there screaming at us at the moment.
Yeah. So. Like, what the fuck aren't they fodder? Like, fuck Melbourne. But
I wish they were. I really wish they were.
I wish they were shit too. And everyone's been saying it for years, oh, they're done. They're done. And you just, you can't not back them now.
No.
But if I put them in top eight, there's a chance that they become middle of the pack.
Well, I don't think that'll happen, but that is true.
Can't. Injuries. Well, look at the West Tigers last 10 years, just been riddled with injuries.
Yeah, it's been real bad luck.
We'll get to them soon. Next one, the Knights. Now, coming off a Dally M season, Kalen Ponga, probably they overachieved last season, I think. Unbiased.
I think they 100% overachieved.
A lot of Newcastle fans predicted it, but they can always say they're going to back their team in. I probably see them falling out of the eight this year. Again, I don't see him making the eight, personally.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think the run they had to finish the season last year, they did play a few teams that were out of form and kind of out of the finals contention as well, which held them a lot. They did have a good finals run as well. They had a win in the finals, but I just don't know with the teams that missed finals last year if they're stronger than them this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got them.
I just see Ponga another season, you know. If he can stay healthy all this season, they're a chance of making the eight again. It's just
He is a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, he is just so crucial to them. Without him, they're useless.
Yeah, they've got no attacking upside without him. Like, and similar to some other teams as well, but which we'll get to later.
Madden they've got in. Like, I know that he's one of the signings they brought in. They got that other bloke from England. Across.
His name escapes me.
Does escape me, so I'm going to sneeze. Oh, I hate when you do that. You think you're going to sneeze and you don't. Oh, fuck, it's annoying.
That's the worst.
So, where do you have Newcastle?
I have them outside the eight, so what was the...
This is fucked. Middle of the pack.
Yeah, middle of the pack, I think I've got. I think they... If Pong is on playing every single game... and killing it, they could make the eight, but I think middle of the pack is probably a bit safer of a bet for me.
Yeah. I've got middle of the pack as well. Now, the next team on the list is the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Where do you see the Cowboys next year, Corey?
I've got them in the eight.
You have got them in the eight? I've got them in the eight too.
Yeah. I just think last year was a bit of a come-down year after the big one they had the year before. I think now they've re-signed Tom Dearden. He's going to be there for a long time. He's one of their leaders at the club now. I think he'll start to take over Chad Townsend even more. I think they're going to have a bounce back here and make the eight. They could be dangerous in the finals as well.
What about the rumours of Tamalolo leaving? Like,
yeah, that's the thing. I don't think Todd Payton doesn't like him. And I reckon it's because he's jealous of how good he is.
Yeah, Todd Payton was a hell of a player back in the day, Corey. You know,
he was no Tamalolo.
Did win a comp.
Well, he did.
At the West Tigers.
And yeah, he did. But, yeah, I think that there's been some kind of tension between Todd Payton and Tamalolo for years
since
now.
Since he come there. Remember he was, like, playing him for only, like, 50 minutes and...
Yeah, and I think that's probably the way to play him. Like, you don't want him playing 80 minutes a game.
If you got him in Supercoach, you do.
Well, yeah, but I would not be buying him in Supercoach this year.
So
from what we've heard out of the Cowboys.
Yeah, you got Lukey next... You got that big back row Lukey there next year.
He's got Nanai
coming back.
I think he had a bit of second year syndrome last year as well.
I can still see him coming back and having a great year, but
yeah.
Still got Luciano Leilua. Their forwards are...
Scott Drinkwater led the league in try assists last year.
Drinkwater, Holmes. Probably weakness is probably in the outside backs.
Ruben Cotter's going to be playing 13 for him as well. Ruben Cotter.
So I still think they've got a good enough team to make the eight. So, yeah, I've got him in the eight. There's not really much to say about the Cowboys. I don't... Can't say I follow him closely.
No.
But, yes, next one, Gold Coast Titans. Now, your boy Desi, head coach.
Yeah.
I've got a bold prediction about the Titans. I think they will make the eight.
Yeah.
But that's true to the fact that Desi's there, and we all know what Desi does in the first couple of years. He's at a club. Seems to turn him around or seems to make him into the finals.
Yep.
Titans don't have the worst roster in the NRL. I think Desi can do it.
Yeah. I think I've got them... when I was thinking about it, I had them somewhere between the top eight and just outside.
I'm happy to go middle of the pack for this one.
I think I'm happy to lean towards the top eight after what you said about Desi. The one thing that does scare me about them, though, is that like David Fifita tore his pec about 12 weeks ago now. So he'll just be fit for the end of round one, and they've got to buy round two. So hopefully after then he should be back in and he won't miss too much more time.
But they've still got Tino. Who else they got?
Kieran Foran, Brimson. I think Brimson's carrying an injury at the moment as well. Yeah,
he's always been injured. Jaden Campbell. Now, there's talk Jaden Campbell's going to take the fullback spot.
Yeah,
and they reckon... And Brimo's going to the centres.
Yeah, which could be interesting. I think Brimson's a better fullback.
I get the hype around Jaden Campbell. Like, he is a bit electric. I just think he's too little.
I don't know. I trust him.
I just think, you know...
I think you look at some of the other little fullbacks out there, like Tyrell Sloan, they just get fucking ragdoll, but this guy just seems to fucking...
Yeah,
he's taken any stride. You look at Pappy as well, he's fucking small.
Pappy, yeah, but he's also had the last 2 years off, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, they're freak injuries.
Pappy's one we saw live, that injury.
Jaden screaming at him, get up, you coward.
No, I'll sit next to Kyle, and Kyle's like, oh, fuck, he's a cuss.
I'll sit next to Phillips.
Yeah, well, that's even worse, especially on a... Let's just say didn't get home till 11 a.m. that morning, Jaden Phillips. It would be torture.
The seediest guy in Melbourne that
day. Yeah, he was. Fingers dropped off to the casino at 11 a.m. What an idiot. What an idiot.
That freaking Jets jumper.
So where do you want to put the Titans? I'm happy to put him...
I think we put him in the eight.
Put him in the eight?
Yep. They made it last year. I think Desi can get him going a little bit harder than what the previous coach had him doing.
So technically we've got one more spot in the eight left. Interesting. Four title contenders. Now, Chookies. This is a hard one.
Tough. Last year, I picked them to win it, and it was one of the dumbest predictions of the year.
We all did. We all wasted that bet, our bet.
Yeah, I know.
$101. Should have been smart and put it on the Panthers, but...
Yes.
Roosters next this year. I'm bullish on them again. I still think they're going to be title contenders.
I think they're sliding.
Their team's too good. Too good not to... They got the impact of Spencer Lane, who off the bench coming on. Bench coming on. Brandon Smith, another season there. Connor Watson plays.
Angus Crichton's in a contract year.
Duss is in a contract year. They got Sam Walker, Luke Keary, Tedesco. Keary and Tedesco aren't getting any younger.
Suwali's last one.
Suwali's last year. Dom Young. Tupou. Billy Smith, I don't see the hype around. I don't think Billy Smith plays.
I actually think he's a good player.
I think he's okay. I had him in Supercoach last year. He's just always been injured.
Yeah.
I don't think Billy Smith plays. I think they play Suwali in the centres with Manu and Tupou and Young on the wings, especially with the new dropout rule.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. Coming into this, I had the Roosters being kind of middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I trust them. I think they're all starting to get a bit older. Like, Warrior Hargreaves is fucking old as Methuselah. Teddy's got head knocks now. I heard NRL physio talking about if he has one more head knock, then he's got a couple weeks off. I think they're one of those teams that I'm struggling with this year. Obviously, you've got a lot of confidence in them.
I just, you know, they're
Their roster should say they are top four.
Their roster says...
That was the same last year.
I just can't see them not making the top four. I don't know why. I just can't. But for you, this is your pick. Where do you have them, Corey?
I have them middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
Which seems like a big jump from where top, you've got them.
That's rugby league, but that's like arseholes. We're all allowed to have one. Some people don't. Some people use them for naughty stuff too. Anyway, speaking of arseholes, the Dragons. Oh, the bum hole of the NRL, if you ask me.
This is a fucking unanimous decision, this one.
Fodder.
Absolute fodder.
Now, in Dragons' defence, they are another team that gets picked on in the media a lot.
Gives a fuck.
But it's just good that it's not the Tigers in there, so this is a biased fodder pick. They will come... I've got a surprise for last, but...
No, I think we've got the same one, because I was thinking about last night, actually, and I was thinking, hang on a minute, like, everyone will jump on the Dragons to come last.
There's a smoky.
There is a smoky, and I think the Dragons, like they do every year, they'll get away to a decent enough start where they can kick away from the last spot, yeah, and then they'll fall like a fucking sack of shit again in the second half of the season.
So they've signed Ronald Volkman, then that didn't happen. They signed Corey Allen, Tory's ACL. I don't think any of their signings they've signed are playing.
Kyle Flanagan will play.
Kyle Flanagan will probably... Well, you said hooker, didn't you?
Yeah.
But they got Jacob Little. So I see him playing 5'8".
Oh, you don't know what the Dragons are going to fucking do.
And especially with Daddy coaching.
I reckon they might have to play him in the halves to start with until they get Volkman or...
Well, Volkman's gone. They've got rid of him. Sloan at the fullback.
They got rid of the...
Lomax.
Sullivan as well.
Bud Sullivan's at the Tigers. Like they're kind of in the position the Tigers are in last year, but their roster is nowhere near as good as the Tigers was last year.
Definitely not their fault.
So I just think they got Blake Mudders. That's it, Blake Laurie.
Oh. Yeah, I heard Jack Bird's going to play in the centres this year.
Again? So he's going back to the centres?
I think so.
Well, that's where he played his best football under Flano, to be fair.
Yeah, but I think he's getting on in his career as well.
He'd be about 29, 30 now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but his knees are like 40.
He's got, really, I heard him saying that he's got real bad arthritis in him.
He missed games last year with arthritis, which is scary for a guy that's not even in his 30s yet.
Yeah, playing.
Yeah, so Dragons, easy fodder, I think. I don't think there'll be too much for them.
There's not too much to say about them. Like, if they're anywhere around 12th to 8th, they've had a good year with the roster they've got.
Oh, yeah, especially with Ben Hunt wanting to fucking get out there every second.
Stay patient, Dragons fans. all right. Next one, Sharkies, Cronulla. Another one that doesn't really... Sharkies are a team that you never hear anything about. Like, what do you ever hear news coming out about them?
Oh, aside from the Fanua Blake situation, not much at all.
Which is a great signing.
Yeah, but that's next year.
That's next year. So they got Finucane. They've still got probably, arguably, one of the best halves in the comp, Nico.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind Braden Trindle as well. He's good. He goes all right.
Yeah, he'll be the 5'8 this year. Yeah, because Moylan's gone. Probably a good super coach pickup.
Yep.
Pretty
got
cheap.
Him. I've already got him.
Who am I They got Will Kennedy. I like Will Kennedy.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, he was injured back in the last year.
Yeah.
Listen, if their forwards can stay healthy, like they had a lot of bad injuries last year as well. They lost, I think, Habenuele was missing a few games.
I think they've finally moved on from Wade Graham as well, so that frees up for a younger...
Back rower.
Yeah, a younger forward to come through. Well, they've got Nakora and Wilton in the back row anyway, so they can play 80 minutes, I think.
Yeah, so they've got... I think they're top eight.
I think they're top eight as well.
I don't think they're top four. So there's really not a lot to say about the Sharks.
I will say about them, they do have a super easy run to start.
Yeah, I think they've got Tigers and Dragons.
They've got Tigers, Canberra, Warriors. I think they start with the Warriors. When the draw came out last year, all the things about the difficulty of schedule had them as the easiest schedule. So yeah. I think that'll help them a lot. And I think they'll miss Nico... during the Origin period this year, which is probably why they'll finish in the top eight and not top four with that easy schedule.
Yeah. No, 100%.
I think it'll end up being Cleary and Nico in the halves this year. Surely.
Yeah. See what Madge wants to do. He was being pretty spiteful in his 36-man squad that he selected.
I will say, though, if Penrith come out fucking red hot and Luai's killing, then I reckon he can get back into
it. I still think Luai's going to have a good year next year. Madge was a bit spiteful, I thought, in his 36-man squad.
You think?
Not picking Stefano. You know, he did sign into the Tigers, but he didn't pick him. So, yeah. Anyway, we're on to Manly Warringah Sea Eagles.
Yes.
Corey, where do you see... I'll let you just take the reins on this one. It is your club.
Yeah.
Where do you see Manly finishing next year?
I'm very bullish on them this year.
This year, yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to sit back my Pepsi Max and listen to this, all right?
I've got them in the top four. I think Turbo finally healthy this year. They've got him on ice till round one now, so there's no extra load coming into that.
So he has no preseason?
Well, who needs him to play a trial? But they know he's going to get picked.
So Max like fitness? He hasn't played in a while.
They played against the Dragons the other day in training.
Did he play?
Yeah, he murdered them.
Did he actually?
Yeah, Shane Flanagan came out and said he looked fucking like a Dally M. Which is good because he's a former Manly assistant coach. I think you think about Manly's squad now, like they got one of the best fullbacks in the comp when he's healthy. So hope that's the biggest thing about them. But if he does stay healthy, they've got Hamole on the edge who fucking destroys people.
He does.
They got one of the fastest back lines in the comp with Cooler and Saab.
Yep.
They've got
Garrick
in the centres now as well, which I like
Tommy Talau
defensively. It'll be either Talau or Jackson Paulo, I think.
What about Brad Parker?
They reckon he's going to play back row.
Really?
He'll play reserve grade, I think, until someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It'd be pretty funny to see him play in the back row. But
I think he gets murdered in the back row.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, the biggest issue with Manly, and it's probably similar to the Storm, is their forward pack as well, because if you've watched them for the past couple of years, getting out of their own end has been fucked.
And you lost Sean Kepi.
Oh, I don't think he had that much.
Come on.
He fucking drops the ball four times a game.
And gives away like eight penalties.
Yeah, done my head in watching Sean Kepi. Like, he had a good few games every now and then, but I think their starting forwards will end up being Paseka and Sipley, and then I think Nathan Brown will end up getting elevated now that Tui Pilotu's gone and he'll come off the bench.
Yeah, Nathan Brown's a row.
Yep, another animal to come and give away five fucking penalties or something.
Yeah, but probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do see Manly making the eight if they can stay healthy. I don't think top four, that's fucking just absolutely.
Well, we've got no more room in top eight.
No, I've made a fucking business decision. We're putting Titans in middle of the pack because I do think Manly will make the top eight. But
I think they can contend, but I don't think their forward pack will be able to match it with Penrith.
That's the thing with them. Other than Hamole Olakau'atu, the rest of their forward pack is, being honest, one of the worst in the comp.
Paseka's good.
One of the worst in the comp.
Don't give me that.
It is one of the worst in the comp.
Jack Trbojevic.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Gerber. Okay, without them too, it's one of the worst in the comp.
Yeah, but they've got them, so they're not.
Your bench rotation, I don't even know who's coming on for you.
I am actually keen to see Chan Kum Tong play this year. I actually reckon that Jamie Humphries is a shot at...
Who the hell's Jamie Humphries?
He played halfback all through their juniors, but they've turned him into a hooker. They reckon he's a gun.
So you reckon he's all right?
Yeah. Well,
who is the hooker at the moment?
Croker.
Oh, yeah. Finally, the other one's in fucking...
in jail.
Jail.
So I reckon Croker end up playing about 55, 60 minutes a game.
How will you feel if Latu Finu comes out and fucking aces it? And
I'll be upset.
Just switched for a fucking old washed up.
I think he'll have a good year, Luke Brooks.
Oompa Loompa.
I think he will.
You know, I think he will too, because he's gone from the Tigers. I think it was very good for both parties.
Yeah, I think anyone that leaves the Tigers is good for them.
Scum. Say that to Joey Leilua, mate. He fucking left and went and played reserve grade over in England.
Who's the other Leilua that left? The one that went to the Cowboys?
Yeah, Luch.
Yeah, Luchi. He didn't have a good run either, did he? End up with fucking legal troubles.
Yeah. Bashed his missus or something, didn't he?
Yeah, anyway. I'm excited for Manly as a Manly fan this year. I'm not coming in and going, oh, fuck. Manly, but after round one, I could be saying that.
Manly will be in the top.
So we've moved the Titans out of the top eight into the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
So at the moment, the ladder sits at top eight. We've got no title contenders at the moment. We've got Storm, Cowboys, Sharks, Manly in the top eight. Then we got middle of the pack, Knights, Titans, Roosters, and then fodder is the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
Yep. So who's up next?
The Bunnies. I think we have to use a title contender spot here if they do say fully fit. It's the same case of every team, I think. The fully fit kind of thing makes a massive difference. If Latrell Mitchell keeps his head on, Cody Walker keeps his head on, they got a good forward pack.
It'd be interesting to see how they go in Vegas for one.
They got a good forward pack. They got Jack Whiten probably playing centres, I think.
Yeah, him and Campbell Graham will be the centres.
So I have to say they're title contenders.
Cam Murray.
They got a good, great forward pack. Jairo. Who else they got?
Burgess.
But
he'll be. I think this is his last year.
Yeah,
isn't
drops
it?
A ball every fucking game.
Yeah, he's shit now.
Alex Johnson. It's just one of those teams where you go, they've got the squad to do it, but just can they keep their heads?
I don't think they fall off a cliff 2 years in a row, because last year they didn't make the eight and it wasn't a good end to the season for them. I think this year they turn it around and they're definitely dangerous.
Still not convinced about Lockie Ilias, but...
No. I think there's plenty of worse halves out there to have, though.
Yeah, there is, but...
And all his job needs to be is kick it well... And just give the ball to Cody Wicks.
Yeah. But in saying that, Cody Wicks at the back end of last year, he didn't look great.
No, after Origin, he fell off a bit.
He was looking a bit... I don't know if he was tired.
I think Origin probably took a bit out of him as well. He only played one game, but still, it was a fucking big week.
He would be about 32, 33 now, Cody Walker.
Yeah. I think Latrell needs to step up a bit more this year and take a bit of load off Wicksy as well, because he missed a few games last year with his calf and whatnot.
100%.
So, yeah, we can chuck them in.
Put them in title contenders.
They also could be in the bottom half of the eight as well.
They could be.
Depending on how their season starts.
They could be anywhere, the Rabbitohs, but I think we cannot waste the top four spot there. If we're speaking on potential, they're a title contender for sure. Another one, Parramatta. Now, I predicted them last year to not make the eight, which was correct. They are my most hated team in the NRL. I think anyone that knows that listens to this podcast consistently knows that. I don't see them making the eight.
I think they're middle of the pack.
They're middle of the pack.
I think they can make the eight, but it won't. I don't see them making top four.
I don't see them making top eight. I just don't see that.
I think now that they've got Sean Lane back, he adds a bit more attack, but... I just think, like, their middle forwards now, they're getting another year older. They've got more miles under their legs, especially Junior Paulo.
Junior Paulo's starting to look...
He's starting to look aged. Campbell Gillard, I think he's still... Their best forward now.
Yeah.
And they've now got Dylan Brown back as well, which I think will help them.
Yeah, because how many games did he miss last year?
I think he missed maybe four or five.
Yeah, so that's huge.
Yeah, especially when he was fucking going absolutely berserk to start the year. Supercoach he was anyway.
Moses.
Guffo. He's got more knee issues.
Does he?
Yeah, he had another...
surgery.
Yeah, I think he had a meniscus surgery in the off-season. It was either meniscus or MCL, which is just another one to add on to the ACLs that he's had. So that's not good in his favour, but I still think he's a good fullback for them.
Who's their outside backs?
It's just their attacking punch on the outside.
Sivo.
They got Penasini. He's good, I think.
Yeah, I think Penasini.
Sivo is over the fucking hill, I think.
Yeah.
He can't catch a ball to save his life.
Who's their other wingers?
Sean Russell?
Yeah, I think he was one of them, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
He was injured as well last year, wasn't he?
Was that the year before?
I think it was either last year or the year before.
Bailey Simonson, he's shit.
He's crap.
Respectfully, Bailey.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they're one of those teams that can make the eight, but also, like, in the realm with Newcastle and the Titans, it could miss it as well.
Yeah, so I think middle of the pack for the old Parramatta Eels.
Based on our list,
yeah, you could easily... It's actually quite... When you think about it, it's actually quite even in that middle of the pack.
Oh, I think there's so many teams that could make the eight that also couldn't at the same time. Yeah, you could say the same thing about Manly if they lose.
There's a lot of teams that can do that, but there's not a lot of teams that can win it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've got a couple in mind.
But. Now... Bulldogs.
Oh, God.
I'm putting them in fodder because I think now they've made all these signings this year. there goes Bluey on a scooter down the stairs. They've made a lot of signings this year, but I don't think they've made the signings in the right positions.
No.
They've lost Luke Thompson and they've gained Josh Curran.
Yeah, and they've also gained Taff, Drew Salmon, Hutchinson,
Jaden Salmon, Stephen Crichton.
Crichton. There's an Kurt Mann as well.
Kurt Mann. So they've signed four.
Which one of those guys is going to play in the front row with Max King?
They're talking up the juniors that they got coming in, which is great if they have them.
Yeah, but they're still years away.
But I've heard that for the last 4 years at the West Tigers that we have the best junior crop coming through, and
other clubs keep snatching them.
No, I'm failing to see it.
Oh, okay.
There's been a couple that have come up. I'm just saying with the Dogs, I don't trust the halves. I don't think they've got a halfback. I think Toby Stexon's not nothing to write home about.
I don't think they're in too much danger of getting the spoon, but they're not in any striking distance of the top eight, given the other teams we've spoken about so far as well.
No, they're not. I don't think...
So that makes them fodder for me.
They've spent a lot of money, and I just think they haven't... Like, Gus Gould is supposedly the genius of the NRL.
Josh Curran's a good signing for them. Like, you got to say he'll be playing their lock.
You reckon?
I think so.
Who's and the then, lock they had last year?
Fuck, I don't know.
You don't think
of
Kermit?
In lock? Oh,
look
maybe.
Look for Knights. When's
Curran will play an edge then? So it'll be Curran.
No, it'll be Preston and Kiko on the edge.
Yeah.
So Josh Curran probably will be lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got Max King in the front right. I don't know who the fuck partners him. Yeah. His last year, they've lost Luke Thompson, and they lost Franklin Pelé, who went overseas as well.
Yeah. He was highly touted from the...
he just wasn't fit.
Who did he come from? The
Parramatta,
Sharks?
I think. Sharks or Parramatta?
It might have been the Sharkies.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. I think when you speak of forward packs, they've got to be right up there with... Yeah. Or right down there with some of the worst... I mean, they got good back rowers, but Kikau again, he had a shit year last year. Yeah. Surely he comes back and plays a bit better footy this year.
I put that in the Kikau and the Isaiah Papali'i kind of mould, but the kind of players that you get to finish off your team to go, yeah, we're going to make a title charge, and we've got this guy coming in, that strike weapon kind of thing.
Yeah, you look at the outside backs as well, like, who the fuck have they got? They lost Alamotti to Penrith.
Yeah, they got Stephen Crichton.
They've got Hayes Perham. I don't know where the fuck he plays. They got Kiraz, who's actually pretty good.
At a car,
but he's getting on as well.
Yeah, he's not.
The same. I don't know who their centre's going to be.
Crichton will be one.
Braden Burns, is that?
I think Crichton's playing fullback. No, Braden Burns is gone.
Is he?
Yeah. Burns is gone.
He went to the Dragons.
Bronson Sherry,
that's right.
But who knows how he'll be?
I kind of put him on super coaches.
I got him as well. He's cheap.
Oh, fuck. Supercoach is going to be hard this year.
Yeah, I've kind of got a good team at the moment. I'm not going to really reveal any of my secrets on here because...
Speaking of that, we've got the Waterbury Open.
We've got the Waterbury Open, and we also have the Bet Slip Open Group as well.
Oh, is that the one you posted?
Yeah, so it's an open group. It's just like Max Points, so post up on the stories again coming up.
Yeah, because I only joined the Waterbury one.
Yeah, the other one's just like an open group.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
It's just... points kind of thing.
We'll see if we talk a little bit about Supercoach here.
We talk a lot of game.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if anyone out there can match us.
Every year. Consistently.
Me.
Not Tom Brady, mate. Anyway. West Tigers. I'll take the reins on this one, Corey. It's all right, you just drink your water.
Okay.
Now I'm not gonna be ridiculous like you and say title contenders, because that's just fucking stupid. Top eight, that's stupid. I don't think we'll be the worst team in the comp.
You're going to be fodder.
We could be fodder.
We just spoke about the Dogs not having any chance or much chance of getting the spoon, but not.
You compare our team to the Dogs team. You line them up against each other.
You had the same team last year and you've come last.
No, but the difference is
The difference is you lost your halfback.
Which is good.
Who'd you gain?
Caesar. Latu Fainu.
Caesar could be playing for the Entrance Tigers.
Yeah, he probably could. All I'm saying is I think we're a year better with a young squad, the youngest squad in the NRL, factually. We have Freak in the fullback, Jareem Bloor.
Yeah, who's going to give him the footy?
Bud Sullivan. Caesar. Aiden Caesar, if he comes out, he's just got to do
Aiden
his job.
Caesar hasn't been good for 10 years.
Hey, he was good at... That was 10 years ago, actually. Yeah, supposedly he's not even shot. It could be the two young blokes taking the halves.
Doesn't that scare you?
No.
Why?
Because it can't get any worse. Yeah, it can't get any worse. If we had two great halves, our team on paper is one of the best in the comp.
Yeah, but you don't, which is why I don't rate
them. I'm putting us in middle of the pack.
No chance. He's a fodder.
I'm telling you right now, I reckon we'll come about 15th. I reckon come about 13th. The bye in the first week.
That's fodder to me.
The bye the first week is a massive confidence boost for the boys having 2 points on the board. So I'm telling you, Corey.
It's because you're not going to have another 2 points for 6 weeks after that.
We're going to come out and we've got a new coach, new board. It's just a new lease of life.
I bet you're right now, Rito, screaming in the airplane listening to this going, Corey, you fuckwit.
Yeah, he wouldn't be happy because he's a diehard Parramatta fan.
Oh, yeah, we were in a group on his team, didn't we?
But I'm going to put him in fodder because you're not going to let me fucking...
I don't think listeners would, but I'm telling you
right now, at the end of the season, when we redo this, you're going to go, wow, the Tigers were impressive this year.
We said that last year. We said they're at chance of coming ninth last year, and look what happened. They got worse.
They're not going to get worse this year. They actually...
They can't get worse now. There's no new team coming in this year.
We cannot get worse this year.
They can't because the 18th team hasn't come in yet.
That's just rude. all right, I'm going to put the Tigers in fodder to keep you happy, but do not be surprised if Latu Fino and Lachlan Galvin are playing Origin next year.
Lachlan Galvin? Who the fuck is Lachlan Galvin?
Telling you. Next, Warriors.
Yeah.
Slippery slope for the Warriors. I think middle of the pack.
I think they're in the middle of the pack too.
Yeah, I don't yes, they got RTS, but SJ's getting a year older.
I think RTS in the centres doesn't do a hell of a lot for me, although I did pick him in Supercoach. But
Fanua Blake...
Fanua Blake is...
He's already at Cronulla. His head's already at Cronulla, I reckon.
Well, I don't think the start of the season it will, but once they get into the dogfight of the middle of the season, I think he'll start to check out.
Tohu Harris is a year older.
Cunt, he's about to fall apart.
Yeah, he's made... He's like Anakin and
they've
Skywalker.
They've lost Curran now, who would back him up if he goes down.
Yeah.
I think they had a dream run last year.
And it was their first year back in New Zealand. I think that was huge.
I do like watching the Warriors do well, though, I must say. But
nah, go back to being shit.
I wanted them to make the grand final over Brisbane.
Yeah, I would have liked that, prefer them over Brisbane, but they can go... I said this last year, they can go back and be shit again. Seriously, I don't care. They're one of those clubs where you go, okay, I wanted the free win every week. It's true.
Well, yeah, we'll be talking about some free wins coming up. With some other teams.
Yeah, so we're going to put the Warriors in middle of the pack.
Yeah, I think we're pretty unanimous there.
Now, Panthers, title contenders?
Absolutely.
Straight fire.
You're a fucking idiot if you don't think Penrith are going to win the comp again.
You don't think?
We said it last year that the Roosters were going to win it. I think if you bet on anyone but Penrith, then you're on crack cocaine, I think. You're right there. You're struggling with technology.
Oh, it's just the app. You know, it's just... There we go. There got we it. Go. Yeah, Penrith, I actually see him going four-peat.
I think this year it's closer than what it was last year, but I think this will be the final year that they can do it before they come back to the pack a little bit more.
Yeah, I just don't know. I still don't think Brisbane have got it in them.
They lost Leniu.
They've lost Spencer. They've lost Crichton.
Leota. Oh, Leota went to the Dogs. That's who they've got.
No.
Didn't he?
No. Let's look at Leniu.
Someone from Penrith went to the Dogs?
Yeah, Stephen Crichton.
Oh, and Salmon. That's right.
Yeah, Jaden Salmon. Salmon and Leniu are very different.
Yeah, fuck.
For one.
What the fuck was I thinking about that?
Yeah, I don't know where you got that from, mate. But, yeah, I don't think... Brisbane are great. They're a great young team. I just think Adam Reynolds is another year older, another injury away, and then they're playing Jock Madden at halfback.
He's already had...
surgery again this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, ankle. I don't know if he got surgery, but he did have an ankle injury.
Yeah, I can't see it.
I can see Brisbane doing well, but it depends on their draw again, because I think they've got a tough start, and they're out of Brisbane a lot to start the year.
Oh, no, they have to play out of Brisbane. They only played 5 games out of Brisbane last year.
Yeah, how'd they go? They struggled.
It's fucking stupid. NRL loves it.
They'll need a big back half of the year to get a good seed in the finals and hopefully make top four. I've still got them in top four.
I've got them in title contenders, yeah, Brisbane. Yeah. Yep.
Which means we probably need another title contender.
Yeah, we do.
Manly.
No, we'll push the Storm up.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Then we'll push the Roosters.
Yeah.
In the top 8. There
I can live with that.
I can live with that too. We're missing the Dolphins out of this filter, by the way. I've just realised.
Fuck. Well, the Dolphins would be middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack, anyway. Yeah, Brisbane. Yeah, I think they'll be there again. I still think it'll be Brisbane Panthers grand final again.
I reckon they'll match up before it. I reckon it'll end up being someone new in the grand final. But
which I wouldn't hate.
I see Penrith making the grand final again.
Yeah.
And winning again. But yeah, I mean, Brisbane are a good fucking team. Like, they're full pack. They've got Haas, Carrigan. Fuck. They've lost Flegler.
Who's their back rowers? Ricky?
They lost Capewell.
Capewell's gone to the Warriors.
Actually, I forgot about that.
Fuck. He's gone. I forgot about that too. I didn't put that in the last week's transfers. I forgot about that. It wasn't up there.
I don't think it does anything for me anyway.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Fucking old dude playing on the...
An old gay guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Fuck yeah. I think Mam will take over a bit more this year.
Yeah. Now
he's signed the big dog contract. Now he's got to step up.
Lost Herbie Farnsworth. They lost Flegler too.
They did too, yeah. Actually, they have lost a bit.
They've lost a few.
Yeah.
They got that gerbil at the back.
He'll be good, though.
I know he'll be good, and I don't hate it because he's good.
They just have a tough start to the season. Like, they go to Vegas, play the Roosters. Then I think they come back and play South, I think, the next week.
They usually do. They usually play South round one.
No, Manly's got South in Vegas.
Yeah, so maybe the South's the week after.
Yeah, because I know all the Vegas teams play each other in round two, so I think Manly's got the Roosters.
That's fair.
And then... I think they've got Penrith round three, so it's not an easy start for them.
They could be 0-3.
They could be. What were they? They're like 7-0 last year.
Yeah.
And then Canberra got them.
Yeah.
Fuck. Which is a team we're about to speak.
Yeah.
About.
Was this the team that you think haven't lost? Coming last though? Yeah. I don't know. Like, they're just something about them. I don't,
look at their spine.
They're, yeah. Wolford, Fogarty. Xavier Savage and KO Weeks.
I actually like KO Weeks.
For me, that's just the worst spine in the comp.
The only reason it's better, it's worse than the Tigers one is because the Tigers have Appy.
And we have Buller.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Yeah, so shut your fucking mouth, eh? I'm going to start ragging on my club.
Yeah, Canberra. Look, Jack's just getting the odds up.
750.
There for the spoon,
750 you can get for Canberra Raiders to get the spoon. Gold Coast Titans, 950.
That's ridiculous. I don't think they're getting the spoon.
Bulldogs, $10. That's... Tell you right now, do not look at the Tigers or the Dragons because...
Oh, you can look at the Tigers.
I couldn't live with myself if you were looking at the Tigers again by the end of the season. I would burn everything I own West Tigers.
What would it take for you to not go for that club anymore?
They disband and go to Western Australia.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because if you haven't jumped off that ship by now...
If they go to Western Australia, I would... Nah.
That won't happen, but...
No.
I did see something the other day about North Sydney Bears.
Yeah, Red and Black were coming back.
Oh, they've been coming back for...
I'd go years. For the Bears if they came back, actually.
I would not.
I would.
They won't come back.
Red and Black, we're coming back. I just like saying that. It's right. A great slogan. Yeah, Canberra Raiders, spine, awful, god awful.
Forward pack, not anything...
Joey Tarpane, Elliot Whitehead's got to be close to retiring.
Any shit, anyway. Hudson Young's okay.
Buddy Young.
Hudson Young and Tarpane are good.
Josh Papali's gone. He's passed it.
Yep. Corey Horsbrough, the big crying red baby.
He had an all right year last year.
Yeah.
They lost Jared Croker. They've lost Jack Whiten. Jack Whiten is a pretty big fucking loss for them.
Culturally, I think he is, for sure.
Probably Croker as well.
Yeah, I think KO Weeks will be good in another year or two playing in the halves, but they've just got to give him time. And I think if Canberra struggle early on, Ricky's the type of bloke to just rip and tear his squad apart. Yeah. So, I mean, look what he did to a club legend. He fucking dropped Jared Croker.
Before his turn of game.
Yeah.
Fucking
so rough.
I think people are saying, oh, Ricky Stewart, you know, he could be sacked. I think Ricky Stewart's unsackable man down there.
I think if they get the spoon this year, he's well and truly on the hot seat.
I just don't see it. He's best mates with the fucking CEO, for starters.
Well, ever since they've made that grand final, what have they done?
Nothing.
And when was that? 2019?
2018.
Fuck, that was a long time ago.
6 years ago.
It feels like even longer, though. COVID really fucking threw me out.
It fucking does feel like a long time. Anyway. This isn't Joe Rogan, mate. We don't talk about COVID. Sorry. You know,
last week we did.
No, people are getting myocarditis from all the vaccines.
Oh.
Anyway.
Actually, I saw something pop up on the Manly Sea Eagles page about some of the players had to go in and testify in court about that guy that died in their preseason last year.
In the dojo.
Yeah. Pretty heat fucking, stroke. Yeah. He had a seizure and died. Pretty sad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's been... It'd be coming up on the anniversary of his death now. Well, as
2 years,
so,
eh?
Yeah. Fuck, it's interesting how it's been happening more and more to professional athletes. Like Christian Eriksen, the similar thing happened.
Yeah. It is weird, actually, but that was before COVID. I still think there is something in that, but...
Anyway, yeah, I don't
know. Not to get too conspiracy theorist at the end of the podcast. Let's jump back to Canberra. Canberra suck. Dolphins, middle of the pack. Dolphins aren't on this list.
I think... Yeah, Dolphins, I don't think they're much chance of getting the spoon, but I think they've still got another year or two before they're really pushing the top eight. And I think the first year they come in, they had everything to play for as well. Now,
everyone had written them off.
Yeah, everyone written them off.
And towards the back end of last year, they were going pretty awful.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the injuries they had. Like, they were playing fucking reserve grade players.
Well, I don't really care about
Twain Bennett's last year too.
True. Get them for the... How much are they playing for premiers?
I don't know. I heard somewhere that he's interested in the New Zealand Kiwis job, Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, he's a turncoat. He's coached everyone else.
He's done England.
Yeah. Dolphins.
Wouldn't surprise me if he put his hand up for New South Wales at some point.
Tigers paying $101 for the comps. Fucking overs, eh? Manly paying $26.
That's good. That's value.
All right, so we'll go through this quickly. Who's your premiership winner?
It hurts me, but Penrith.
All right, you've gone Penrith. I'm going to go something. I'm going to go the Roosters, 9.50.
Oh, again.
I'm going again.
Watch him miss the eight again.
Yeah, watch him fucking come last.
That's better. I've got to mark it on again.
Nah, they don't.
They disbanded.
I fucking deleted the app after I saw they did. Yeah. Sydney Roosters, 9.50. Wooden Spoon, Corey, who are you going?
Canberra. Oh, to be different to you, actually, I'll go the Dragons.
I'll go Canberra.
This is surely the year the Dragons get it after we just said they won't. But
I wonder if you can multi it up.
You can multi the who makes the top eight, which I usually do every year and get completely wrong.
Can't multi it. That sucks. That would pay good odds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can't bet on point scorers and try scorers. My try scorer will be Ruben Garrick.
I don't think it will be if he's playing in the centres. I think.
Do you reckon he play on the centres?
Yeah, well, they've got him predicted to, and I think when he re-signed a few years ago, like when Newcastle were chasing him, they said they'd put him in the centres if he doesn't play fullback. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he could end up there if he's on the wing. He's a very good shout for top try scorer.
Especially with Tommy,
I think. Talon May could be a shout, or To'o now that Stephen Crichton's not there, passing the ball anymore.
That's true. Who's he going to have? Paul Alamotti inside him.
Or will it be Taruva and...
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Tago.
Yeah, Tago and Taruva will be the centres. Or Talon... There's talks that Talon May's going to be the centre.
And Taruva's on the wing.
Because he's bulked up over the off-season.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then I'd probably lean towards... To'o, but then he's going to miss games for Origin. So it's so a hard tough. One.
Oh, well, I'm going to go Ruben Garrick. I don't know where he's going to play, but if he's on the wing, I reckon he's going to be up there.
I appreciate the support, bro.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I'm going to support.
What about Dally M? We'll finish off with Dally M.
I think it's clear. I think it's Cleary's year.
I think Nico.
Again?
Yeah, I think the Sharks have got a run that will help him with it.
I'm going to go Nathan Cleary. Or Aiden Caesar. Shock the system.
Does Aiden Caesar get 6 points straight up because they get the bye round one? They get a win?
Yep.
Makes sense.
No, Appy gets three.
Oh, because he's the captain.
Appy gets 3-2-1. So, yeah, he gets 6 points. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's what I reckon. That's where I say it. Should we leave it there? This is getting a long podcast for everyone to listen to.
Yeah.
We've got to have it up before 6 o'clock so Rita can listen to it on his transatlantic love flight.
Yes. Shout out to you, Rito.
Yeah. All right. Leave it there.
Yep.
All right.
Can't wait for the rugby league season to be back.
Yeah. Can't wait. Only 2 more weeks. Volk Topuria next week. Super Bowl debrief.
Yeah, so once we, yeah, we'll get through the Super Bowl this week, and then we got Volk next week, and then...
Trials start. Horse racing's back. There's plenty of things to look forward to, even though the tone of my voice probably doesn't suggest that.
No.
But there is.
Yes.
There's plenty of things to look at. So is it steadfast?
Stay steadfast, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
And make sure you have a look at that.
Stay hydrated.
Open for Supercoach as
and
well.
And yeah, the Betless Slip open for Supercoach, the TikTok. Yeah.
And Instagram.
Instagram. And Facebook. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the video. Follow for more.
And we'll see you next week.
And click that little notification bell down below.
Sound like Watch Mojo.
Goodbye.